This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong protesters stayed around damaged Hong Kong's Polytechnic University Monday after clashes with police overnight. The campus was a flurry of uncertainty and activity Monday morning. Some protesters discussed trying to leave, while others reinforced barricades and carried boxes of petrol bombs to positions around the complex. Earlier in the day, Hong Kong police trapped hundreds of protesters inside a major university, and demonstrators rampaged through a tourist district after almost two straight days of standoffs that raised fears of a bloody showdown. The defiant protesters inside the university faced off against the police water cannon and armored vehicles in raging battles that lasted an entire day and throughout the night. And meanwhile, despite increasingly violent protest, Hong Kongers are set to vote in local elections this week. VOA's Bill Gallo explains.
District Council helps determine the makeup of Hong Kong's legislature and even helps determine who becomes chief executive. But there are questions about fairness. Student leader Joshua Wong was barred from running. Authorities say he broke the law by promoting self-determination. That also happened to Edward Yu in 2016. He won an election, but was disqualified after he added a line about democratic and other reforms to his oath of office. Still, he says voting is important.
Even though it may not be the solution to all problems, it would have a very important platform to let the government official realizing that the public have opinion, right, that you have to listen.
At a recent rally, many protesters said they plan to vote, but questioned whether the election will lead to change. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
And this is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader backed Sunday a government decision to increase fuel prices, which sparked deadly protest over the weekend. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei blamed thugs for damaging property in protests that left at least two people dead. His comments come as the government shut off internet across Iran in an attempt to quell protest over the raising of government-set gasoline prices by 50%. A televised address to the nation, Khamenei said some lost their lives without elaborating, also ordered security forces to implement their task. Meanwhile, at least one Iraqi protester was killed, more than 30 others wounded Sunday amid renewed clashes on a key bridge in Baghdad. The protesters now have control of three bridges across the Tigris River toward the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of Iraq's government. U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle reacted Sunday after the first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings in Washington, D.C. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Sunday, Republican Chris Stewart said withholding aid to Ukraine made sense at the time.
And we had a new president in Ukraine. We knew nothing about him. He came out of nowhere. We didn't know if he was a good guy or bad guy. We didn't know if he was going to support U.S. interests. It was perfectly appropriate to say we should investigate him.
Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney says the president withheld aid for different reasons.
That the president of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe, and that is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
The White House released a transcript Friday of an earlier phone call between President Trump and then newly elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying the readout of that call debunks accusations of bribery. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump took to Twitter to, in his own way, defend Vice President or former Vice President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The president has used some harsh words for the former vice president and now Democratic presidential candidate, but North Korea is calling Joe Biden a rabid dog who must be beaten to death with a stick. In a tweet aimed at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Trump says Biden may be sleepy and very slow, but he's not a rabid dog, and is actually somewhat better than that. Still, Trump adds he is the only one who can get Kim where he has to be, and is urging the North Korean to act quickly, get the deal done. The tweet concludes with a hint of another meeting, saying, "See you soon." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.